Before we move on, though, I want to show you another moment from that Q&A with the president, because the president did something completely unwarranted. You saw some of it just now, verbally attacking Caitlin Collins. But I want to set the scene. He was answering someone else's earlier question, not hers, about his fund. She'd said nothing to him ahead of it at this point. She was simply standing there doing her job, listening to his remarks, defending the January Sixers. And then I just want to play what happened.
These people, their lives have been destroyed. Their families have been destroyed. Many of them. I'm not just talking about a few people. Many of them. I'm one of them. They raided my house, Mar-a-Lago. That never happened. Nobody ever thought of anything like that. It turned out that it was a total fake. Everything about it was fake and corrupt. We have all the information. You know, the good advantage to sitting here is we can get information that you wouldn't get by what we have and what we are going to be showing over the coming weeks and months. You're not even going to believe. Some of you will believe it. Like CNN will believe it because they knew what was going on. They're crooked as hell. CNN's a very corrupt organization, but with a corrupt reporter standing right there. Never smiles. She never smiles. She's a young, beautiful woman, never smiles. I never see a smile off her face. I see her standing there with hatred in her eyes, like she has hatred because we have borders, because we have a strong military, because we cut our taxes, because we do things that everybody wanted, and then we win our election in a massive landslide.